You know, we're talking about it was worth every penny. We're talking about your wedding. When you were married, there's something, you know, that happened that was expensive. There's the venue, there's the food, there's the freaking flowers. Flowers are hella expensive.
They're so expensive.
It's crazy. Been married twice. My first wedding, all I cared about, we had a big wedding in a ballroom at like the Embassy Suites.
Nice.
And I told my ex-wife then, shouts to Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hope all is blessed. She's very well in life right now. She got remarried with this guy, Tom. He's a restaurateur. He has 30 restaurants.
Yes. She married up.
She married up. Her club was real. This guy, Jose, could never.
Sorry, man.
I laugh so I don't cry. All I cared about, I told her, is the DJ. And my dad put together a salsa band. So we had a salsa band.
Ooh,
at our wedding.
That's nice. So live, everything. Oh, wow.
Live
you
music.
You got both.
I had both.
Ooh.
And the day before, our DJ said someone had passed away in his family. He couldn't do it. But he didn't pass along all the music that we've requested from the DJ. So all these dances for like the father-daughter dance, mother-son dance, all these dances we wanted, the DJ did not have. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so upset.
Oh, so you had to have like someone else step in for him?
He had a friend or a cousin stepped in. He was an idiot.
And it was way different, obviously, because Sienna was born like 3 years ago. You had to use vinyl, so you can't, you know, use a computer like you can these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, you couldn't like search up and download. And this is vinyl, straight vinyl. So we just didn't have some of the music that I wanted to play at my wedding, man. It was crazy.
That kind of played out, if you think about it.
Oh, I did go back that week and got all my money back.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, he tried to say, well, we did provide the service.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. I was like, listen, I'm on radio. I will put you on blast in your service every day if you don't give back my whole money. Mm-hmm. I told you this was the only important thing in my life was the DJ. So with that said, I agree with you, JD. Worth every penny is the DJ and the music at a wedding.
Yeah, and this cold DM that I got to DJ this backyard wedding, I have not sent like a request back for how much I would charge because, you know, I'm thinking about it. I think she's a fan of the show because why would she DM me randomly?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't like set an amount.
Let me negotiate this for you, bro.
You would do that for me?
I definitely would. I like negotiating. I used to manage DJs actually back in the days. Remember
right.
The Nat Boys?
Yes.
The Nat Boys. I used to, I don't know if you know this, Sienna. I used to manage these three DJs. Mm-hmm. They were called the Nat Boys, Sleepers for Suckers. Remember that whole thing I'd come up with?
Terrible health advice, by the way.
I know. I sleep as much as I can.
That's going back to haunt you, Joey.
Who's the sucker now? Me? Batting a cold. Stupid Nat Boys, stupid DJs. What's her name?
Her name's Ray.
Can you ask her if I can talk to her really quick?
Or I could just say no, because I don't want to do a backyard wedding.
No, that's no fun.
Well, first of all, if she's a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Let me negotiate.
Okay, I'll see if she's up.
Get some extras out of this for us, Sienna.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, we're trying to get a hold of Ray so I can negotiate JD's price to DJ her wedding. We asked you, what was worth every penny at your wedding? Let's talk to Alex in Peoria. What you got, my man?
It was worth every penny to fly my wife's stepfather out. He lives across the country, and she hasn't seen him in so long. I mean, her reaction when she saw him at the wedding, she had no idea he was going to be there. It was incredible. It was worth the money. And it was only about like $1,200, which it was a lot. But I had to get it done.
Now, you said her stepdad, had she not seen her stepdad in a while? Why wasn't he going to be at the wedding anyways?
Well, she hadn't seen him in a long time because he lives across the country, you know? He's like a father to her. He was the one that basically raised her entire life since her dad wasn't there. But, you know, they've been separated by all this land for so long.
I mean, what was her reaction like? Was she crying? Was she jumping for joy?
At first, she didn't notice when he walked in the room, someone had to tap on her shoulder to get her attention. And as soon as she turned around, it was just immediate tears, you know? You see the face ball up, and she was just happy.
Now, did he initially say he wasn't going to show up? Was it, like, just too expensive? Or, you know, was there a reason that he didn't want to show up in general?
Initially, he wanted to come, but it has gotten very expensive to fly. You know, that's why I had to step in to make it work for him.
The bigger question, during the honeymoon, did you get a little extra loving because the stepdad was there?
Since that's my wife, I can't give all the details.
Okay.
But I was going to say, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
I love that.
I know, as a woman, I'm thinking, if she's crying and all this stuff, does she ruin her wedding makeup?
She had people around that could help her, you know, put it back together. Her girlfriends patched her up.
Patched her up?
Patched her up, yeah.
I'm glad they patched her right back up.
Dang, that sucks. So, I mean, did they do a father-daughter dance or anything like that? Were you able to sneak that kind of a surprise in?
Honestly, no. Since it wasn't even expected for her, I guess that slipped my mind. Dang. Hopefully she doesn't think about that.
Now, how did her mom feel about this? I'm assuming that what her mom and he didn't work out because her mom was there, right?
She was, yes. She was also a bit surprised, but
you didn't give her a heads up that her ex was coming to the damn wedding?
See, I don't, as a husband, is that my job? Like, I don't know.
A little bit.
Hey, you know that guy you divorced years ago that he moved all the way across the country so he couldn't be around you and wouldn't be around you? Yeah, he's showing up to the wedding as well. You don't think you could have gave her a heads up on that?
I probably should have talked to you first.
But all in all, it was good. No awkwardness, no...
No, no awkwardness. You know, people kept to themselves if there was anything that was negative going on. I don't see anyone making a peep about it. It was her shining moment for the night, other than, you know, the night itself. And it went off without a hitch.
Worth every penny.
Worth every penny.
All right, my guy. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
No problem. Thanks for hearing me out.
My guy. Did you get a hold of that girl, Ray?
She is up.
She's up. Perfect. All right. I'm negotiating for JD's price to DJ this backyard wedding.
Coming hot.
Off top, Sienna, how much do you think? She's a fan of the show, though, too.
Who cares?
Well, I'm empathetic, so I would say maybe like 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much of a cut do you want?
I don't want to cut. I'm doing it for you for free.
All right. Then three.
Let me feel her out. Okay. All right. We're going to negotiate JD's price for DJing this wedding up next. Morning Mess, y'all.